This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله وحده والحمد لله كثيرا والحمد لله حقا ورقا وتعبدا له سبحانه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى والآخرة، لك الحمد على نعمة رمضان ولك الحمد على نعمة الصيام والصلاة. اللهم أتم فضلك ونعمتك علينا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam His last and final messenger. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu an Abi said, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, three verses reveal, and these three verses, each one of them contain two things. You cannot separate these two from each other. First one, Allah says, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you can't separate those. You can't say, I'm going to follow Allah and I'm not going to follow the Messenger. I'm going to take the Quran, not taking the Sunnah. Also Allah says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Perform salah and give zakah. فَمَنْ صَلَّى وَلَمْ يُزَكِّ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهِ. Those who pray but they don't give the zakat wouldn't be accepted from them. As well as those who obey Allah and they don't obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not be accepted from them. وَالثَّالِثَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. قَالَ فَمَنْ شَكَرَ لِلَّهِ وَلَمْ يَشْكُرْ لِوَالِدَيْهِ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهِ. But Allah says, be grateful to me and to your parents. So if you're grateful only to Allah, but not to your parents, will not be accepted from you as well. قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه من لم يزكي فلا صلاة له. Those who don't give zakat, there is no salah for them. That's why Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said, قال والله لا أقاتلن من فرق بين الصلاة والزكاة. I will fight those who differentiate between salah and zakat. They're willing to do the salah, but they're not willing to give the zakat. In the incident that is known in the time of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And those who hoard gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, give them tiding of a painful punishment. And that this verse means they don't spend it. It doesn't mean that you have to spend all what you have, but it means you spend from it for the sake of Allah, to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a severe punishment for them. Then the verse explains what this punishment is. And usually the Quran don't go into details to describe the details. Usually it says a great punishment, but very rarely when the Quran describes what is the punishment is. قَالَ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. The day when it will be heated in the fire of hell, and it will be put and brand, the people will be branded by these gold and silver. Therewith, there will be their foreheads and their flanks and their backs. Yani their sides also. So just thinking about how painful this is and how detailed description this, that means something serious. يقول ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه والله لا يوضع درهم على درهم ولكن يمد جلد الرجل في النار حتى يوضع كل درهم على موضع في جلده. He said, if you have a lot of coins, the coins will not be stacked over one another. Allah will stretch that body to be stretched, so each coin will take a place directly touching the body of the person who holding back his or her zakat. That's what you herded for yourselves. So taste what you used to keep, to hold into. وفي الصحيحين عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال من آتاه الله مالا. وفي الصحيح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said من آتاه الله مالا فلم يؤد زكاته مثل مال مثل له ماله يوم القيامة شجاعا أقرع كالثعبان له زبيبتان يطوقه يوم القيامة ثم يأخذ بلهزمتيه يعني شدقيه ثم يقول أنا مالك أنا كنزك. ثم تلا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قوله تعالى ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة. That the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, anyone who has silver and gold and wealth, and he will not give base the zakat of it, that wealth will come in the day of judgment in a shape of a snake, huge, and it will crawl around the person and squeeze the person and strike that person's on his face, or strike the face of that person. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that snake will say, I am your wealth that you kept. You wanted to so close to you, I am now so close to you. Then the Prophet ﷺ recited the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't think what you hold dear and close to you, which is the money, the wealth that you don't give the zakat of it, is good for you. It's an evil. It's bad for you. It will squeeze you in the day of judgment. It will be around you in the day of judgment. And the Prophet ﷺ explained what that means that comes in the verse by telling us it will be coming in the shape of a snake. These verses and ahadith made the Muslim through history be very careful about giving their zakat and to make sure that they do their zakat correct and to make sure that their zakat is paid. Not only that, it made Muslim through century and through time to also be always care to give their from their wealth and to spend from their wealth. Just in case my zakat was not calculated correctly or there is some short in it, even alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. But out of their love to be always, you know, when it comes to the obligations and the pillars of Islam, to be fulfilled completely. Not only fear motivated people through time to give, it is really knowing how the amount of reward that waiting for you when you give the zakat of your money, when you donate from your money, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're generous, Allah is more generous. If you're wealthy, Allah is more wealthy. If you think that you've been giving and you've been helping, Allah's help have no limit to it. It is an attribute that is considered the best of all character traits, which is to be a generous person. وَلِذَلِكَ الْكَرِيمُ الْكَرِيمُ Where is Kareem? Al-Kareem is the one who possess the best of qualities. That's what originally the word Kareem means. It doesn't mean generous in Arabic language. يعني في لغة العرب الكرم لا يعني الجود. الكرم يعني من اجتمعت فيه صفات الكمال. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described and the Prophet described Allah's throne as عرش كريم. The throne of Allah is Kareem. It doesn't mean the throne gives or donate or share. No, it means that throne is the best throne. Have the best quality of any throne that you can think of. Okay? So because of that, they looked, the Arabs, what is the best quality that a human being will ever can have? If Kareem, it means the best of quality. What's the best of the best? They said generosity and giving. That's why they use the word Kareem to refer also to generosity and generous people. Because it's the best of the best. My brothers and sisters, we're living in a month where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ajwad min al-rih. He used to be more generous than the wind that carries everything to everyone. Never says no, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We care about where to invest our money. Some people, a'udhu billah, don't even care about halal and haram and investment. And they look, what's the best return? What's the best percentage? You know, what is basically the return on this amount of money if I put it in a saving? The interest rate, what is the highest money that I can get? But Allah says, وَمَا أَتَيْتُم مِّن رِبًا لِيَرْبُوا فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. These haram transactions will never be accepted and blessed by Allah. وَمَا أَتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاهِ. But what you give from your zakah, not what you receive from the haram, what you give from the zakat. تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Those who gives for the sake of Allah are those are multipliers. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply their rewards. Giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that takes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala away. And Allah only angry at the person when the persons violate the rules, commit the sins. A sadaqah never decrease wealth. I have never heard of someone said I became broke because I donated. I still remember 2 years ago in the beginning of COVID when it was so hard. When somebody came and told me, you know what, Sheikh, I'm shutting down, you know, maybe 25% of my business. I'm letting some of my employees go away. But I am not going to stop my annual commitment to the masjid. I give every year $15,000 to the masjid. I will give it. I'm going to take from my saving, and I will give it. I give $20,000, I give $100,000. Yes, $100,000. In the middle of that, you know, unclear future. Rich people will always know that Allah will never let them down. You might go through a difficulty, but you know always that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a loan that He's taken and He will pay His loan back. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a burhan, a sadaqah, and giving the zakat and the sadaq is a true sign of true faith. People will be in the shade of their sadaqah in the day of judgment. Allah says about those kind of people, and as you know, kind people are the best kind of people. الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. They give, they spend in the day and in the night. I'll be honest, after Salah, I'm going to ask you to donate to the masjid. And I'm going to ask you after Taraweeh too. Some people donate in the morning and donate again in the night. There's nothing unique about it. It's unique, but it's not something first time happened. Allah says in the Quran about the believers that they give, they come into the Taraweeh, they put some money in the box or charge the credit card. And in the morning they prayed Fajr, they give. That's the way the Muslims are always, because what they invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of investment. أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should not expect fear or ever be sad over what they left behind or what they spend. It's the same description, by the way, being given to the shuhada, to the murderers. And sometimes, you know, when you look at the Prophet ﷺ's life and the companions and the people after him, you'd be amazed. And he can, مثلا, Ali ibn al-Husayn, one of the Prophet ﷺ family. Ali, the son of al-Husayn, the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ, or the great-grandson of the Prophet ﷺ. كان يُعْتُ الرَّجُلْ أَلْفَ دِينَار. When someone asks him, he will give him 1,000 dinar, or 1,000 dirham. You know, that's almost like about $400,000 if you calculate it. If you see how much that gram of gold, silver equal today to gold to equal it is today, that's almost like 5,500, almost half a million, like 400 plus $1,000. And it's just not one time event. There is people capable of giving a lot. And Allah have given you a lot. Just think about it. If Allah treats you the way you treat the zakat and the donations and the sadaqah, كان ابن عمر رضي الله عنه إذا اشتد عجبه بشيء من ماله قربه إلى الله. Ibn Umar, when he loves something so much from his wealth, he will give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know of modern days, so just not a historical thing. Not every companion is Ibn Umar, I understand that. Not everyone is like these examples, Ali ibn Husayn, I understand that. I'll be fool if I expect everybody to be like that. But everybody should put a high standard for themselves. Don't look at the lower standard. You always aim for the moon, because if you miss, you're going to land somewhere in the stars. That's what we learn. That's how we deal with the dunya. And that's how we should deal with the akhirah as well. I know of modern days, one of the brothers said, you know what, I have a piece of land. And I love that, very good property. It was actually in the Galleria area of 610 and Westheimer. In the Galleria area. And he came and he said, you know what? This is one of the best property I ever bought in my life. And mashallah, Allah bless him. And he said, you know what? I'm putting this as a donation. And he donated to one of the masajid in Houston that I'm aware of. I was there when that took place. Can you imagine how much that worth? Yes. I can't imagine how much that worth with Allah. And that's how people calculate it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give that, you know, inspirations in our hearts and our mind, to be generous when it comes to helping our organizations, our, you know, masjids, our community, the people who are in need, helping and supporting our endowment. You know, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring to this masjid those who will be there to say, you know what, we will be absolutely, alhamdulillah, it has been this case for years, but we would like everybody to participate, everybody to be part of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. It's so interesting to know that many of the fuqaha said it's not recommended to give zakat in Ramadan. A lot of people think it's recommended to give zakat in Ramadan. It would be very interesting to know that many scholars said, no, actually, it's not recommended to give zakat in Ramadan. And the Sahaba used to give their zakat actually in Muharram. As Uthman radiallahu anhu said, this is the month where you pay your debt and you give your zakat. But why? We would love to give our zakat in Ramadan because it's a blessed month that Allah bless our money. That's right. Which is absolutely correct. But why the Muslim scholars, aren't they aware of this? Yani it's obvious, if an average Muslim today can figure that out, why Muslim scholars and jurists would say such thing? لَعِلَّةٍ عَجِيبَةٍ غَرِيبَةٍ. For a very interesting reason. قَالُوا حَتَّى لَا يَكْتَفِي بِهَا الْإِنسَانِ عَنِ الصَّدَقَةِ فِي رَمَضَانِ. So it will not prevent you from giving charity in Ramadan. If you calculate your zakat and your zakat, mashallah, $40,000, and you give $40,000, then Walid bin Sini comes in the Taraweeh and said, please donate to the masjid. I just give $40,000. And what is recommended in Ramadan, highly recommended in Ramadan, is to donate that extra donation beyond the obligations. It's like highly recommended in Ramadan to pray the night prayer, extra than just Salat al-Isha, then the Fajr, then the five daily prayers. So what is, ulama don't want you to miss that a particular act of worship in Ramadan, which is not the zakat, is the sadaqah, is the volunteer giving. But what I don't want to happen is lose-lose situation. No zakat, no sadaqah in Ramadan. I'll be in trouble. You know, but the point that the scholar was made is very interesting, is to make sure that you know the value of sadaqah. Absolutely, well, the best form is to give your zakat and to give the sadaqah. A zakat, to be calculated, it is how to know you are eligible for zakat or not. There's two ways to calculate that. Some scholars goes with gold as the reference to the zakat. And some scholars use silver. Those who use, in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, gold and silver were equal. Like you give 200 grams of, or 200 dirham, or what is equal to today, 595 gram of silver, or 85 gram of gold, they used to be equal in their values. But obviously today, they are not equal in values. So if you take the gold as a reference, you are eligible in zakat if you have 85 gram of gold. You know how much that today? That's 5,394.1. So if you have that amount in your account today, you have to give zakat on that money and up. So basically, whatever you, if you have that amount, you have to give zakat on that money. So if you have anything, if you have $5,394.1 in your account today, you have to give zakat, which is 2.5%. That's if you calculate it, if you calculate your zakat by the Arabic. Or the Hijri calendar, 2.5%, which is what, that's what you should do. You should always calculate your zakat based on the Hijri calendar because there is 11 days different. If you go by the Gregorian calendar, let's say you go by the month, January, April, whatever, it has to be calculated 2.577, not 2.5. Just to take in consideration the difference. Anyway, so if you're going to go by the gold, that's how much is it. But silver, it will be 487.9. So if you have $400 and $87 and 87.9, and let's say $488, you have to give zakat. See the difference? Huge. Many of the scholars, majority of the scholars today, goes with the silver and recommend people to give based on the silver. Most of the council of fatwa in the Muslim world goes with this, encourage silver, because it's more beneficial for the poor. Because more people will give zakat in this case. And that, and there we have a lot of poor, a lot of needs, a lot of people who will benefit from that. So you look at any amount of money, cash, or stocks that you have, you see the value of it, okay? And you, whatever business that you have that you sell and buy, let's say you're a car dealer, all the cars, you're a restaurant, all the thing that you sell, the thing that, the item that will be sell, gold, whatever, you see how much the amount of that. If it more than $488, hopefully, you will give zakat on that, 2.5%. More, inshallah, rules related to zakat, I will be talking about it later. But I just want to start with this point so you can know where what you calculate. But there is a lot of details, even to the stocks, a little bit more details. I'll be happy to discuss with you, inshallah, in a special event coming up this week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless whatever we give and whatever we keep. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and bless our family and bless our money and our health and our iman first and foremost. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا وتتقبل عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. أنت وليها ومولاها، لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك إن كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إني أسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تحفظ الأقصى وأن تحفظ أهله وتحفظ إخواننا هناك وأن ترد كيد المعتدي يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم، عليك بالمعتدين الغاصبين، اللهم رد كيدهم في نحورهم وطهر البلاد من شرورهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إني أسألك يا أرحم الراحمين أن تشفي جرحانا هناك في بلاد فلسطين. اللهم احملهم على أحسن المحامل يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، احفظ عليهم أموالهم وديارهم وأعراضهم وبيوتهم. اللهم من أرادهم وأراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل كيده في نحره يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، أعد المسجد الأقصى محررا عزيزا كريما إلى المسلمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. هيئ له من ينصره ومن هيئ له من ينصره وهيئ لمن ينصره من ينصره. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم، أن تعفو عن تقصيرنا وأن تغفر لضعفنا وأن تجبر قوة تجبر ضعفنا بقوة من عندك ومدد من عندك. لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا، وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And I just said, it should be said in English as well, praying for our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem. And this barbaric attack on the Masjid al-Aqsa today is something should not not be noticed by us. At least that we pray for our brothers and sisters over there, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and help them. Allahumma ameen.